Park City Board of Realtors President Mark Jacobson told KPCW that the 2020 trends are continuing this year. Inventory is shallow, with just 100 homes for sale. Usually they have about 500 listings this time of the year.
In the last 24 hours, we had 12 new listings and 38 under contract. But we're still seeing, for every listing coming out, we're seeing at least a pending, if not one and a half. Our inventory's so low.
Executive Director Jamie Johnson said even with low inventory, the pending sales are higher than last year.
Inventory is actually a little higher in numbers, or how many new listings we had compared to this time last year. It's just that the pendings are higher, so that they're going off the market quicker.
The first quarter sales numbers are up more than 50% over last year. Jacobson said if inventories remain high enough, it could be another record-breaking year in real estate sales.
For Park City proper, right now we're up 55%. Our median price is $2,050,000. Our sales volume is up 163%, and our average is up 35%.
Jacobson explained the dynamics behind the trends. He said many have plans to keep working from home. He said people are moving from California, Texas, New York, Arizona, and Florida.
We always have people that are downsizing, right? Right now, they're looking at what they can make on their property, but they can't find a place to go. So everything's moving outward. We have kind of the wheel effect, where we're in the hub of Park City, and everything's moving out towards Heber and Jordanelle. Sky Ridge has been selling tons and tons of lots, and you're starting to see the houses go up over there. So it's nice to see the developments that are helping us push out.
Added to the heated real estate market is a housing shortage in Utah. The Park City Board of Realtors has started conversations with Park City and Summit County on affordable housing challenges. They've recently done a phone survey, and they're gathering the data now. They plan to meet with housing authorities in May. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.